A look back at 2015 in Haines and Kluckwan. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Stay tuned for a look back at our top stories from the adventure capital of Alaska and the Valley of the Eagles. The year in Haines started on a high note, with two small businesses selected out of 27 from around Southeast as the winners of the Path to Prosperity competition. Port Chilcoot Distillery and Fairweather Ski Works received up to $40,000 in seed funding for consulting and technical services. Here's distillery co-owner Heather Shade.
Small businesses like this have a great potential to impact a small economy like this, and I think we should have more of them. So I hope, you know, by having Haines businesses representing this award this year, that will inspire other people to start things here.
In February, KHNS took a look at an episode of the popular PBS show Antiques Roadshow. It caught the attention of some Southeast residents when a couple of 200-year-old Tlingit masks from Haines appeared on the screen. It sparked the interest of regional natives and historians and raised questions about how the items left the area. The appraiser described the masks as a wolf and a face mask, but got a few details wrong, according to locals. The masks are likely from Kluckwan. Here's Rosita Wuerl, the director of the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute in Juneau.
And of course, when I look at them, I see that they are Tlingit Atu, or, you know, they are sacred clan objects. And this belongs to the Kagwantan of Haines. You've got a wolf, and you've got that eagle in the ear. And to me, I said, this is, and it's from Haines, so it's got to belong to the Kagwantan there.
The backcountry outside of Haines came to life in March when the Free Ride World Tour made its first ever Alaska stop in the craggy, snow-capped mountains near town. Fans watched the contest on big screens around the community. The extreme international ski and snowboard competitions brought athletes, media, and organizers from all across Europe. Here's Haines resident Debbie Gravel.
I'm like the person going, it's pretty incredible. You know, they're such great athletes, but oh my gosh, that's scary.
Also in March, the threat of cuts to local state forestry jobs came to light. Those cuts did happen later on in the year, with one forester losing his job and the other furloughed for part of the year. Haines author Heather Lendy's book Find the Good was released in April to much praise. Here's Lendy talking with KHNS about the book.
But I romanticize it because I want it to be that way. And so then because I want it to be that way, sometimes it is that way. Does that make sense?
Also in April, Interim Police Chief Robert Griffiths was hired to take over the department. The hooligan run was an odd one this year. In June, the run was skimpy in the Chilcoot but bustling in the Taya. Local fisherman Sonny Williams lamented the low numbers.
I didn't catch any on the Chilcoot side, but I caught some at Jones Point. I actually caught 10 gallons, and that was it.
A boil water advisory hit Haines businesses hard in June when E. coli was discovered in the town's water. The cause was likely from a connecting spring. The community was under the notice for 2 days. Some restaurants had to close down for those 2 days in the peak of tourist season, while others boiled water by the gallon to stay open. The contentious minor offenses ordinance reared its head in July. The Assembly tasked the Government Affairs and Services Committee with figuring out what to do with it. Over the past 6 months, the ordinance has come up repeatedly at Assembly and committee meetings. The Assembly passed the ordinance in September, but later reversed the decision, postponing the vote until April 2016. The ordinance is now in the hands of the Minor Offenses Ordinance Ad Hoc Committee. They will make recommendations to the Assembly on which fines or violations to change or remove. Here's Deborah Schnabel speaking to the Gas Committee back in July.
I have always wanted to believe that I was living in a community that had more positive reinforcement in its community rather than a community that had a lot of regulation or thou shalt nots.
In August, the results of an external audit of the police department were revealed and the conclusions were less than flattering. Among other shortfalls, the department was criticized for inattention and poor leadership, leading to ineffective services, low morale, personnel turnover, and a lack of confidence in the police that's felt throughout the community. Interim Police Chief Robert Griffiths made big strides to turn the department around, but he left Haines in November to take over as the director of the Alaska Police Standards Council. Here's Griffiths in August.
Absolutely no surprises whatsoever. Everything he said in there, I had observed personally.
A human skull was unearthed in September at the Bald Eagle Foundation. The bone fragments were dug up from a dirt pile delivered from a gravel pit out the Haines Highway. Archaeologist Anastasia Wiley determined the bones, more of which were discovered later at the gravel pit, were those of a middle-aged Native American woman or a small man. She said the bones were likely several thousand years old.
It's a, you know, like a treasure hunt almost. I mean, you're trying to find as much of this individual as you can, because she will, she or he will ultimately be reburied, repatriated to the tribal group and reburied. You have a demeanor of respect and dignity because this is an individual.
In October, Tresham Gregg and Margaret Friedenauer were elected to the Haynesboro Assembly, taking over for Joanne Waterman and Dave Barry. Later in the month, Clocquan residents updated the public on the progress of the Jilcatquan Heritage Center. Over the last year, around $2 million has come in toward the completion of the center. Grants, loans, and private donations from fundraising efforts make up the money raised so far. As a result, the center is set to open this spring. And finally, in October, the Small Boat Harbor expansion project hit an unexpected delay because of a newly required Army Corps of Engineers permit. Former borough manager Dave Sosa told KHNS the permit requirement could delay the project for up to a year.
Bottom line is, this is so new to all of the state and federal agencies that they really need to take a look at what we've got so far and take a look at the requirements to make a determination what else needs to be done.
November saw the release of Joe Ordonez's book, Where the Eagles Gather, to much fanfare. Also in November, the Haines School Board voted to not allow Chilkat Valley Preschool to set up shop in the Haines School. Ted Hart was found not guilty by a Haines jury in November. Here's Hart after the verdict.
And I feel like justice was served today, and I'm going to continue to do well in this community, raise my son, and participate in healthy, you know, activities that better the community.
Later in the month, four Haines residents survived a plane crash in Lynn Canal. The Cessna lost power on a flight from Juneau to Haines. Martha Makoviak was on board and suffered life-threatening injuries. KHNS spoke with her when she returned home after spending a couple of weeks in a Seattle hospital.
Michael said I made it kind of, I was within about 10 feet of the shore when I dipped under, but I was swimming mostly on my back, and I kept turning around to see how much further I had to go. And there was a bigger swell than I expected, and that kept washing over me. And that whole time, I was just praying the whole time, Lord, I'm not ready to die, not yet, please.
December saw the early departure of borough manager Dave Sosa and the hiring of public facilities director Brad Ryan as interim manager. Throughout the year, KHNS has continued to provide profiles of local artists taking part in the Fort Seward Sculpture Garden project. Another ongoing story has been the threat of a skimpier ferry schedule due to state budget cuts. Haines residents have voiced concerns and offered ideas throughout the year to save the Alaska Marine Highway System schedule from cuts. The most recent was in December when Captain Mike Neusel made a trip to Haines to update locals and hear suggestions. That wraps up 2015 from the news desk. As Haines and Clocquan head into the new year, questions remain about the fate of large projects like the wastewater treatment plant, the crumbling Lutac dock, and the small boat harbor expansion project. We look forward to telling your stories and bringing you local news coverage in 2016. Happy News Year! Tune in next week when we bring you coverage of the Borough Assembly's special meeting that happened earlier this week. The Assembly voted to hire former Haines legislator Bill Thomas as the borough lobbyist. I also sat down with local photographer and naturalist Joe Ordonez to talk about his new book. That and more coming up on Monday. That was our year-end wrap-up from Haines and Clocquan. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can find our year-end reports from Skagway, Haines, and Clocquan, and all our local news stories on our website at khns.org. And just a reminder that our news team is taking tomorrow off, but we'll be back Monday morning with your local news. Happy New Year!